Another videotape of Osama bin Laden has emerged, this one broadcast yesterday by the Middle East Broadcast Corporation. On the tape, bin Laden again praises the September 11th attacks in New York and on the Pentagon. U.S. officials say the tape is old and offers no evidence of bin Laden's current whereabouts or condition. The Washington Post yesterday reported that U.S. intelligence officials believe bin Laden was in the mountainous Tora Bora region of Afghanistan in December, but was allowed to escape. The commander of the U.S. war effort there, Army General Tommy Franks, disagrees. NPR's Tom Jaltam reports.
Yesterday's Washington Post article included some second-guessing of General Tommy Franks' conduct of the Afghanistan war. Unnamed U.S. officials were cited as criticizing Franks for not sending American troops to look for Osama bin Laden in the Tora Bora area after U.S. warplanes struck his stronghold there in December. Interviewed yesterday at his headquarters in Tampa, Franks defended the way he managed the Tora Bora operation, though he acknowledges that some in the U.S. intelligence community may believe bin Laden was close at hand last December.
I wouldn't take issue with the reporters of the article, but what I'll say is that I have access to the intelligence information that is produced not only by the activities of this country, but by intelligence sharing with a number of other countries. And I'll leave it stand, Tom, when I say that I have yet to see anything that convinces me that we knew where bin Laden was, just as we do not know where bin Laden is today.
Frank said his decision to depend on Afghan militia groups to do much of the fighting around Tora Bora reflected his judgment of what made sense there, given the terrain, the troops he had available, and his interest in building up a relationship with local Afghan forces. After all, he says, it's their country.
They're not the same state of training and the same state of capacity that we would see in some other coalition force offering. But in every case, they're Afghans. And so taken in whole, I am satisfied that that operation went as one would expect it to go.
Frank's handling of the Tora Bora operation got a vigorous endorsement yesterday from his boss. At the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said, with considerable sarcasm, that he was impressed at what unnamed critics of Frank's might be able to see from, in his words, their pinnacles of relatively modest knowledge. In fact, bin Laden has not been heard from in the 4 months since the Tora Bora operation, and some U.S. officials believe he may be dead. But his al-Qaeda forces continue to be active in Afghanistan, presenting problems to U.S. and allied troops there. General Frank says U.S. and British troops are now focusing on an area along the Pakistan-Afghan border, in his words, clearing the area of small groups of al-Qaeda forces. In the interview with NPR yesterday, Frank said he had just received news that British troops, during the morning, had encountered a small enemy force and called in airstrikes against it.
And we see this repeated frequently. What will happen is that we'll have an element who will be involved in a clearing operation, and in the middle of this, or as they're moving to clear some site or some cave complex, they'll identify enemy forces. And if there is an engagement, then at that point, we will apply air power. I think that's what we saw today.
That engagement was entirely separate from the accidental airstrike on a group of Canadian troops last night near Kandahar. The war effort in Afghanistan is now in its 7th month, meaning it's the longest U.S. combat operation since Vietnam. Franks monitors daily war developments from his command center at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, and he sees the Afghanistan operation continuing well into the summer.
This is not to be finished anytime in the real near term, because what we find is while this enemy would certainly like to attack us, we also find that they're very, very careful to avoid being killed or captured. And so for military forces to move into a country and to clear these small groups of these puddles and pockets of enemy, not something that I think we'll try to do in a hurry.
Frank says it's too early to assess whether the al-Qaeda forces have enough strength remaining to mount a major new attack on U.S. and allied troops in Afghanistan this summer. But we have to assume they'll try that, Frank says, because that's how we make our plans. Tom Jelton, NPR News, at the U.S. Central Command in Tampa, Florida.